Machen Chavis Alvavis, Monday night, or L'Chofhei Adar Aleph.
So we're going over the halachas of walking in the Dalaramas of a person being Mispalel, or maybe more than Dalaramas, and we discuss the philosophy of the halacha of Shlomo Zalman. I want to go over one more time the certain maskonis. Okay, so Lefonov, you should try to avoid passing by Melo Einov. You should try to avoid it. If there are people between you and the Mispalel, then you don't have to be Machmir in Melo Einov, because the truth is, you could even be Makel within his Dalaramas if there's someone anyway standing between you and the Mispalel. So certainly Melo Einov, you don't have to be Machmir, and the truth is, you don't even have to be Machmir. The reason I say it that way is because you have to make a judgment call if it would be Shtertis Kavono or not. Sometimes the person standing there was there from before and he started davening, so that's not as borur as the Meloen of Chumrah. But the truth is, if there's someone standing there, like if he's taller than the Mispalel, then you could even go within Dalet Amos. The back and the side, we're going to go that it's Mutter to pass through in back of him and on the side of him. It's also, these are maskonas now I'm saying, it's also to walk within his Dalaramas and then stop. You know, it's not just passing through, but to walk and stop is also also. The semicircle in front of him, which is called Stodim Shalafanov, we're going to say like this. We're going to go that it's also, but we'll be makil with going and stopping within the semicircle in front of him. In other words, if you don't pass through him, pass by, but you just, you go there and you stop. And, this happens often, and especially if the person has a talus over his head as he's davening, there's more mokum to be makil. So what we'll say is that in the semicircle in front of him, you could go and stop, and especially if he has a talus over his head, you can be even more makil. Okay. A child, davening Shmona Esrei, Shaila, different shitas, should be machmir, except if the child is, you know, sometimes you see kids davening Shmona Esrei, and sometimes they're even worse than the adults. So then you don't have to be machmir. If the kid's like, you know, if he's just not there at all. Yeah, and again, if a person is standing, what I said last night, when a person's standing in a place, you know, some people, they always manage to pick the places that will stare the most people. But sometimes, you see, you have to know, it's not, sometimes it's the derech to daven in certain places when the shul gets crowded. That's not bechlal, what I talked about last night. I'm talking about where if a person's standing where it's not usual to stand, even when the shul's crowded, he just picks the door, he likes to. If you daven a long Shmona Esrei, come over to the Mizrach Vant so that you don't stare anybody. It's a big mitzvah. Okay? And this way you'll have kavana and you won't have to hurry up your Shmona Esrei and you won't be machshel people. This is what it says in the Poskim. I'm not making this up. This is what it says in the Poskim. Go to the front of the shul and daven there and you won't bother anybody. Me'ikar ha-din of Shlomo Zalman holds, you could pass by in front of someone who's in a place where he has no business being. And again, I'm stressing, it does not mean where people stand when the shul's crowded. That's legitimate. But if he's standing in a, we'll call it illegitimately, then Me'ikar HaDin Shlomo Zalman says you could pass by in front of him, besides the other thing he says to do, which we're not going to do. But you could pass by in front of him. But he says to be Machmir. I want to say quickly. But he says that's part of what his Mahalach and this halacha is, not to be mezalzel in this iser, because we do find so many people being mezalzel in it. So even though Me'ikar HaDin, it's probably mutter, he says, but this you should be machmir. And there are stories of gedolim that they were like stuck and they're standing there where the guy is standing in front of the door and he parked himself in front of the door and he decided to say al chait that day, I don't know, and he's just standing there. That's really not so posh, because that's maybe after the Yul Ratzon. So we'll be talking about that. If you know the person, said already Yul Ratzon. Okay, so then tomorrow we'll Belina to start. We'll go into the for a tzorech. You could. So what's called a tzorech? We have to go to the bathroom. If Kohanim have to wash their hands, there are different tzorechim in which it's mutter to pass by in front of a mispalel. That's upcoming attractions. Getting back to the Chavis Halvavus, the last parak of the last shar. Baruch Hashem, after all these years, who was with me in the beginning? Only Ari Stern, probably. Okay, so we're in the last parak of the last shar. We're at the top of the mountain top, at the peak. Avos Hashem, the last parak. So he says the ultimate, and I said the reason it's okay to learn this, even though we're not holding here, is because maybe we could be holding here 1 minute a day. And also, it's good to know what the ideal is, so we have what to strive for. So we talked about yesterday, Asei Rasono Keretzoncha, that they lose all self-Ratzon, and they totally have assimilated Hashem's Ratzon into their being. Then he says a very, very interesting thing, which really can't elaborate too much, because it's late already. I'll give a hakdama tonight, and we'll pick it up from there tomorrow night. The Chavis Halevavos really says in Shara Avodas Elokim that a person has to realize that the person's personal choice, that's not Hashem, so to speak, I guess. The area that Hashem left over for us is a very, very small area of life, because it's just the choice. It's just intellectual and mental. I make a choice, because I make a choice, let's say, to wake up in the morning. But if I taka wake up, or if I taka hear the alarm clock, or if I taka I'm not paralyzed and I can get out of bed, and I don't miss the train, and I don't miss the bus, and I don't fall down, and I cross the street, and I get to shul, that's all the Eibishter. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to carry out our plans. Our Bechira is not manifested in actions. That's Hashem's enabling our actions to take place. Our Bechira is all in the mind. We make a decision, and that's what we do. And therefore, the Oy Hashem is constantly thanking Hashem that he allowed him to do the mitzvahs. Because the choice, you go thank Hashem that you were born a person, and that you were born Jewish, and you are Jewish, and that you're making a Bechira. But always thanking Hashem that Hashem was mezakeh him to carry out his plans, to carry out his good thoughts, to carry out his Bechira, and thus the Oev Hashem is constantly thanking Hashem, even when he's doing the mitzvahs, and because that part is not really Bechira anymore. That part is Vayta the Eibishter. We function, our Bechira takes up a very, 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 even smaller part of the universe than we thought. It's all only the decision-making process. That's the only place our Bechira is. It will continue tomorrow night.